Running a Fever, Episode 26, Time Management and My Tragic Flaw. Hello, time management. If you're listening to this and you're over the age of, I don't know, six, I'm sure you know the challenges of managing your time. And I don't know that I can really help with that, because honestly, it's challenging for me. And I had to make physical fitness my number one priority in order to fit it in every day. I got a lot of other things going on. I'll tell you right now, this is a busy day for me. I don't have any commitments tonight specifically to other people, but I mean, I have things I need to get done. I have a huge grocery shopping trip. I want to do it today because of timing and how, you know, it fits in with the holidays and all that. I got a room I need to paint, and I wanted to get the primer on tonight because I want to get the top coat on tomorrow. It would be awesome if I could actually put some furniture in there on Saturday. Of course, I'd have to find the furniture, which is another task. It's theoretically possible I could find the furniture I need on Saturday. Anyway, point is, there's no way I'm going to get all that done tonight. It's just not going to happen. I'm going to try. Got to work at a decent time. I got to tell you, it's pretty dark out here. The sky is pretty much completely overcast with clouds. A little sun peeking in here and there, and I don't know what it's going to look like when I get down to the lake. Sometimes it's a little bit different down there, but it's pretty dark and rather cool, probably about the same as it was yesterday. So not terribly cool, not terribly warm. 47 in the car right now. I thought about running early this morning, but I was also working on something last night. This podcasting hobby of mine is not just this podcast, but a group of podcasts that I am producing, basically. Not really completely producing, but having a heavy technical role in. And I was up last night working on that. And I just wanted to get a decent amount of sleep. Plus, I needed to be into work early this morning for something else. I did get out of work at about 4 o'clock, but it's already 4:30. Came home, there's packages, you know. I don't really still have the clothes that I need. So I'm going out here slightly underdressed because I have like one long sleeve shirt that I can wear under the sweatshirt, you know, that will keep me warm. So I generally don't wash that every day, so I don't have it available every day. You know, it's one of those things. I need to pick up some of these clothes. Kind of choosy sometimes when it comes to clothes. So it's not easy for me to just walk into Walmart and grab a bunch of t-shirts or something. Forgot the usual stuff. Got a cap, got gloves if I need them, and I will have my headlamp. If it stays this overcast, then it's a good chance it may be needed. And so that's what I'm dealing with. That's what I'm dealing with today. Time management is difficult. I don't care who you are. There are a lot of theories about how to do it, but we still live in a world in which a lot of people are paid by their time. Not really, even me, I'm on salary, but I'm expected to be at work during certain time periods. I'm not given a task and saying, well, you can complete this in your own time whenever is convenient, and you'll be paid based on, you know, when you complete these tasks. It's not that way. If you have your own business, that's something different. But if you have your own business, you know, sometimes you're working 60, 80 hours a week instead of 40 or 50. So that doesn't help much either. So I've studied them. You know, I've read the 4-Hour Work Week, which is a great book, by the way. It's great just to mentally understand the concepts that are good for investing, business, just life, really. I mean, for example, it's not easy to think of an example, but let's say you're good at designing something. I mean, should you really be concerned about manufacturing it? You know? So why don't you just design it and pay someone else to do that? That's better at doing it, more efficiently, better. There's a lot of talk about virtual assistants, people who pick up those mundane tasks for you. And I gotta tell you, there's been a lot of times where I'd said, well, I wish I could delegate that task. With a virtual assistant, it's not always easy. They're, you know, generally thousands of miles away. So it's not like you can say, here's my grocery list. Just have those at home for me. Although I understand there's services that do that now. Not sure if it's cost effective, but sometimes that's another thing. Sometimes my time is worth more. And it's worth it to hire those people. Oh, I didn't bring the headlamp, and I'm not going to go back for it. I don't mind telling you I'm in some pain today, the knee issue. It's a problem in the morning yesterday, it's a problem all day today. But I think I probably feel better now, or as good as I have all day. I think sitting is as bad for that particular injury or ailment symptom as exercising. And I think probably exercising is going to do me some good. Now, whether I should be doing a different kind of exercise, I don't know. I just don't have any kind of plan for that type of scenario. But it's not enough to keep me from doing my workout today. Although, concerned it may affect my run, the run portion. So we'll see how I feel. So I've been kind of limping all day, and what I don't want to do is aggravate it and make it worse. Actually, those are redundant statements. Means the same thing. I don't want to hit that knee and then, because it's weak, twist it or bend it or something like that. That just makes it even more debilitating. So if I feel like that's going to happen, I'm going to probably abort the run. But I'm planning to give it a shot. So that's what's going on with my body. I'm going to put my gloves on. There's a cool breeze coming in. Got the hood up. Routine update. Promised yesterday that I was going to finally find out some good detailed information about dynamic stretching. And I know that I could certainly benefit from some increased flexibility I just see that all the time affecting my life. And that, I think, definitely increases the chance of injury. This was one of the topics brought up in an article that I read at Runner's World, which I guess is probably a good place to get information. One of the problems with internet information is a lot of times it's misleading. People kind of trick the system. Google's getting smarter and more human, but still, for someone who knows all the rules or can figure them out using some sort of algorithm, you just hire a freelance writer, usually for pennies, to write a 300-word blog that includes these things. And that's how you get search. And you just barrage the person with ads once they get there. And of course, this writer's generally not doing a lot of research and he's getting paid pennies. So it may not be good information. But this was different. There were a lot of ads to get through and ignore all over the page, but good information. And they gave 5 dynamic warm-up exercises. And I did them all. I will put a link to that article in the show notes for this episode, so you can go there and see the pictures. It's actually, there's a video that demonstrates the 5 warm-up exercises. I did them all. I also did the one that I know from long ago, the anti-shin splint stretch that I mentioned yesterday, and it was almost impossible to describe. It was basically just kind of a squat. Maybe I'll get a picture of that that I can link to as well. So I'm hoping those will be useful. So I'm 10 minutes and not quite at the half mile point. So I'm not performing as well, I don't think, today. But again, the progress, you only get progress like this, you know, it's has to do with what you achieve, and you have to account for the obstacles that you have. You can't expect, you know, if you do a quarter mile and drag strip in a fraction of a second, or, you know, whatever it is, 5 seconds, you can't expect to have the same time when it's raining or when it's snowing or when there's ice. I can adjust to that for some extent, but my body's not a car. I can't change my lungs out, you know, for a winter set of lungs. Not perfect, so I can't prevent any kind of injury when once happens. And an injury happens, I just have to do my best with that. So today I'm dealing with winter weather. Oh, it's not too bad, but it's colder than when I started this whole thing. I'm dealing with an injury as well.
and I'm limping my way around this thing. I just, I just want to do it. Gotten to the point where I just really, my body expects this release of energy. And I imagine you can probably, I've only listened to about, 10 of these episodes, 11. And I would imagine that I sound different in that first half mile than I do in the last half mile. Just because, and I'm past that point, but I'm still feeling pretty good. Probably will. At least up until the run part, which takes most of my energy. So, yeah, I don't know how worse it's going to get, how much worse, but it's right now heading toward the marina. It looks pretty similar to the way it usually looks later in the day when I'm coming back this way. So, that's an indication of what the lack of sun is doing here. So my body's used to releasing this energy at this time of day right now. And it's a good thing. Exercise is a great way to start the day because I'm more relaxed throughout the day. By the same token, it's also a good remedy for the tension that I have. Maybe I should be running twice a day. Might actually try that. Yeah, I'm going to be limping through this, and that's going to affect not just my ability to run without injury. It's also going to affect the rest of my body because I can feel it in my right leg as I try to take weight off my left leg, which is where the pain is in my knee. I got some advice that I haven't taken yet. Last night, ice, and he said aspirin. I take Advil. I did take some before coming out today. I'm almost afraid I'm taking so much I might get a stomach ulcer or something. Anyway, I was thinking about my dad who's in the hospital today for something similar, and he's in great shape otherwise. And goes out and walks half a mile on the track. So anyway, that kind of thing keeps me coming out here, but I gotta do as much as I can to take care of, to do the right thing for this injury. So I don't really have an ice bag. I know you can make your own, but I used to have several of those around. So let's go see if I can pick one up when I go to the grocery store, or maybe I have to stop at a actual drugstore. Yeah, I should probably do that. I don't know, maybe before and after. Another thing to be educated on, how to deal with injuries like this. I keep calling it an injury because, I don't think it was just arthritis that suddenly attacked me all at once. More of just stress and chance. It's pretty abandoned today, considering how early it is. One car in the marina parking lot, and I think they're about to close up. I think there was just one car back at the parking lot where I started. This is the point where I need to start running, pretty much 10 yards or so. So let's see how it goes. I'm not running today. Definitely not. That did not feel good. And I can't make up for it because I'm not going to be walking any faster either with this limp. It's just one of those things. You just got to let it go and work through it. It's not worth getting re-injured and being out completely. Can't blame yourself for every setback. I think I've taken it fairly gradually up to this point. A couple of days ago when I first started, probably when the injury occurred, and it may not have been on the run or exercise at all. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to track down exactly when that might have happened. But, because one day both my knees were kind of sore. My right knee has not been bothering me. It's only the left knee on the kind of the inside. I mean, I think I was taking all the precautions that I knew how to take, so. And it's fortunately not taking me completely out of the game. I came out here wanting to run. I'm not looking for an excuse not to run. I really want to do this every single day. You know, frankly, even walking may be tearing up my body more than I know. I'm getting warm now. I'll take the hood off, still got my gloves on. This hand steam is get cold and stay cold. Well, I'm in the last quarter mile, and I, you know, was kind of afraid to say this earlier, but I think the last part of the workout has gone a little better. I don't think my knee was really giving me a terrible amount of trouble. It's just that when I started to run, I definitely felt that I was getting some pain there, and that it wasn't just an ache. I feel like it's telling me there's something there that I should be a little more gentle with. No, the real problem has been my back. And I think mostly I've got the usual, you know, sort of soreness that I usually have towards the end of the run, but I've also got that old injury popping up that I see from time to time. The nerve thing, crushed nerve or something. So that's been the real discomfort that I've had, and I've been able to kind of straighten up, not limp as much. Due to circulation or some other effect, my knee is feeling okay right now. So it's just the back, and I'm trying to straighten up as much as I can to alleviate that. I have a tendency to go the other way, you know, because this other problem affects my right leg. So ideally they would even each other out, but that's just not the way it seems to work.
This is the Padua Podcast Network, PaduaMedia.com.